Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. I'm a board-certified facial plastic surgeon here in Los Angeles, California, and thanks for tuning in. This is my 5-Minute Friday. So today on the podcast, I want to talk to you all about tips for skincare for darker skin tones. So, and I'm so excited to have with us Cora Fall. You guys might remember Cora from America's Top Model, right?
Yes, Cycle 24.
Cycle, I don't know what that is, but yes. Just finished airing
this year in April.
So you might remember a really gorgeous, long-legged creature who's African. You're from which country in Africa?
Senegal. So West Africa.
Yes, and I'm from Kenya. You didn't know that I was born in Kenya.
I did. I really thought you were like Sri Lankan or either Persian.
Those are my two bets. But there's a little Indian community in East Africa.
So got it.
That's where I was born. And my brother was born in Zambia. My parents were medical missionaries type, so, and then I ended up here in
LA. That's amazing.
Grew up in LA, like you.
Yes.
So you're mainly American.
Yes.
Well, so you and I both have darker skin tones, so it's not really until this year that I feel like makeup industries and cosmetic companies have even thought about our skin tones, right?
Yeah, they're barely taking a step into it now.
Right, and just because they realize that there is money in this.
Yes, there is.
They are now thinking of darker skin tones, which is awesome for us.
I agree.
But a lot of things we talk about for darker skin tones also apply to people with fair skin, sensitive skin, and acne and pigmentation. So pay attention. I'm going to give you guys this Friday 5-minute tips on darker skin tones. So tip number one is moisturize. I don't know about you.
Yes, I have to moisturize. Yes,
dry, ashy skin. So our darker skin definitely can have some dullness and look ashy when it's dry. So moisturize all the time. And since you're very young and you have a little acne tendency, you want to have moisturizers that are not going to give acne plugging.
Yes.
And you have to be non-comedogenic. Sure. So I like my hydration serum, which is pure hyaluronic acid, and it's got a lot of water content, so it's not going to be oily.
I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, you've heard about Pure Hydration? It's one of our best sellers. It's like a cult favorite. But I'm definitely going to have you try that. So you can use that. And remember, everybody gets confused. If you have oily skin, does that mean you don't need a moisturizer?
Absolutely not. Because your skin could be oily and it could also still be like flaky dry or
exactly.
Not smooth, you know?
So oils are one thing. Water content of the skin is a whole different thing. So I definitely want you guys to remember skin needs water to stay fresh and dewy.
Yes.
Moisturize a lot. And tip number one is moisturize. Tip number two, discoloration. Our skin tones, anything from Indian skin all the way up to Asian skin to African American skin, can pigment so easily.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be a home surgeon and pick at your acne, I'm sorry, but you're going to create some pigmentation problems.
I learned the hard way.
It's very hard to resist, right?
Yes, it is. It's right there staring at your face and you're like, okay, let me just get this one little part.
Exactly. And being a surgeon, I'm like, I surgically go for those little things on my face, and it's not good because it creates hyperpigmentation.
But your skin's seriously like perfect. You have no outbreaks.
Thank you. Well, that helps to be over like in your 20s, you have so much hormones running through you, so... Hormones are good, but they have their double-edged sword of exacerbating skin. So your darker skin types can be very susceptible to discoloration and pigmentation, so you can use things that are brighteners. The best thing in your 20 is going to be, when you're 20 years old, is vitamin C. No question. That's a great lightener. And you're putting it on every morning, hopefully, to prevent browning and sunspots and photo protection.
Yes.
And you're putting it on at night, hopefully, to improve collagen production of your skin. So vitamin C is super easy. You can definitely do bleaching creams as well. And I do prescription bleaching pads. Any prescription lighteners have hydroquinone oftentimes. So you don't want to be on those for too long of a period of time, like 6 to 8 weeks max.
Okay,
tip number three. Do you wear sunscreen every day?
No.
She's being honest.
Being honest, no, I don't. And a lot of people tell me how unhealthy it is because I'm in the sun all the time.
Right. And a lot of times people with melanin, like my own foolish children, will tell me that I don't need to go get sunscreen, Mom. I'm already pigment. I've got lots of melanin.
Well, no, it's still important.
Still so important. You're still going to be prone to ultraviolet A, which causes aging, ultraviolet B, which is the bad ultraviolet causing skin cancers, and more pigmentation.
Pigment,
sun leads to breakdown of collagen, brown spots, pigmentation. So sunscreen every day. Tip number four, avoid irritation. So if you're acne prone, get right on it and stop those acne breakouts. Anytime you get an inflamed red hot spot, it's definitely going to make pigment afterwards.
I'm very acne prone.
Have you experienced that where something that was like an angry acne spot get later on turns into a brown spot?
No, mine just turns into a
trick
pimple.
Question, not
no,
a
I know.
Question.
I'm like thinking, mine turns into a pimple with like any sign of stress in my life.
Yeah.
I start breaking out, and it's always on my forehead.
That's
and then
you know,
I go crazy, and I like try to fix it myself, and then
Then you get pigmentation. So I definitely see a couple of pigmented spots that we'll work on for you.
Okay.
But if you're someone who's at home breaking out quite frequently, your most important thing you need to do is stop the breakouts. So go and see a dermatologist, go and see someone who's a skin specialist. Definitely easy over-the-counter things will be a great acne wash. You can try mine. It's stronger and better than all the over-counter ones. But you could even start with just benzoyl peroxide Neutrogena wash.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely do that. Do a spot treatment like the drying gels. And then anti-inflammatory. So something with salicylic acid is really beneficial.
Right, okay.
And then lastly, don't do laser, because lots of my clients have pigmentation, especially a lot of Asian ladies. They try to do laser to get rid of brown spots, and guess what? Laser is a hot energy that creates more brown spots.
I actually got laser on my legs, and I got brown spots because of that. Because the place, I went to a place that I'd never been before, and it ended up giving me brown spots and like burning spots on my leg.
Yeah.
So
It's a bummer, and you
yeah.
have to be so, so careful with heat energy. So mm-hmm. if you have dark pigmentation and you want to get rid of it, I highly recommend chemical peels, because those are tried, true, and tested. They've been around for 50 years. If they're done correctly with the right peel, the right depth, it's not going to burn your skin, but it will exfoliate and reduce pigmentation.
Yes, I've never had a problem with chemical peels.
Yeah, so I definitely recommend avoiding laser and doing chemical peels. So there you have it.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Cora, for joining
me
today for a Fast 5-Minute Friday.
Fast 5 minutes.
That was fabulous.
And thank you.
What's your Instagram, Cora?
My Instagram is Cora_Sasha, CORA_SASHA.
Everybody write that down.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. And you've been listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And don't forget to download on the iTunes store. Please rate us. And you can find me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. And our website is www.beautybydrkay.com.